wanted to.
Well, no, Tim, I think you
just the other thing I would point out is we have building control, and that's we're subsidising that to a great extent to keep the service going. We have statutory obligations under building control, which we have to as a council carry out, but we do more. And you will remember there was a choice about sourcing it, but I think over the last couple of years we've lost a couple of hundred thousand, 200,000 or 300,000 on building control. So overall, something is given the challenges we face, you've got to question what is going on.
Well, I think this committee might choose to do so. We'll comment at the end of the items. If you'll indulge me to carry on through another couple of items.
I don't really understand this building control fee shortfall. Can you add anything more to what you said about that?
But it is a problem. Building control predicted year-end shortfall of 100. This is under review, and the service is under review. There is various options being considered, but linking up three or four different services, making £100,000 loss, isn't going to create a profit.
If I can just add, Chair, that the building controls was there, reported at period 7, has been there, and it's been known about throughout the monitoring process. I think with the planning fees, it's more around... there are possibly some larger applications due to come in, but obviously year on year with planning, you know, you have small applications, you have large applications, but obviously you know the numbers each year. You know, each year you have, you know, approximately processing so many a year, so there is that information available. I think for this, it's whether or not we've got the budget set quite right.
I think it's we're seeking reassurance. I'm not sure it's for you to justify. Committee would be seeking reassurance from planning, because planning presented us with the restructure and the numbers. And I think you make a strong case, and you do very well to defend the situation, and thank you for that.
I think I was just trying
to... I say that in a positive way. I say that in a positive way, not in a negative way. I think our questions would be better served with the planning department who presented the restructuring and presented those numbers to us, because if the numbers are reasonable and the answers are reasonable, this committee's got no reason to go any further with that.
I think
this committee would seek reassurance, as I would from the audit position, seek reassurance to what we're being told.
I do agree on the inconsistency
of the commentary which has accompanied some of the questions over this period of time that we would just wish to seek reassurance on. So I think we'll address that when we finish this item and just agree the actions off the back of it. Next point I'd just like to touch on, I am slightly concerned around the non-specific savings targets, and whilst I recognise my own comments in saying this is up to 0.9 December, it does link through to the fact that we've only found up to period 9, 72,500 of the 300,000 that we baked into last year's budget, and it was a nervous decision to bake that in as savings, and I can remember that discussion very vividly, because it was a different approach than we'd taken before. We are going to probably meet it loosely, justify it, survive because of the managed vacancy salary savings, but that's not good planning for savings. I'm cognizant next year that I think there's a further 300,000 baked in again, and the figure in the delivery plan references another 370,000 in the corporate delivery plan. And by month 9 of 12, I'm nervous this year that we will, I don't mean it to be an emotive when I say get away with it. The numbers will work because of our fortuitous circumstances in the salary situation, but it wasn't the planned situation. Sometimes budgets work like that. But we have another chunk to do, which is, to coin a phrase used, baked in. And we now have another 370,000, as I would identify, unless I'm completely wrong, identified in the corporate delivery plan. And I'm slightly nervous of our track record in the on this area we call non-specified savings. We do other things because we underspend here, with the salaries as an example of that. but from a planning perspective on the budget, it does make me cautious how much we've achieved by December and the scale of what we've said we're going to do in 2020-21, ignoring all the other ways of incomes, all that, just looking at that. I know this is a performance monitoring, so on performance monitoring, I would be flagging a quarter of what we're meant to do, three quarters of the way into the year, would worry me on a planning point.
I can just answer that. We have obviously done a very sort of thorough budget setting process next year, and we've actually found 300,000 of that. In addition, you are correct, 370,000 are additional savings as part of our SLT and CLT meetings. We are bringing what we call an MTFS tracker to CLT, to SLT, to go through those 370,000. We've got that scheduled in at the next CLT meeting, that's correct, Simon, isn't
yeah.
it? Where we are going to go through with all the heads of service, go through each of those items. We've got each 370,000 itemised.
Will that come in here as part of the performance monitoring? Seems to be a sensible place for it to come.
It will be part of the budget monitoring process for next year. We can do a schedule on that as part of quarter one. I think that would be helpful.
How do members feel about with a schedule of the identified savings coming in here? Whilst I know they would come in as part of the bigger report, sometimes it helps to focus our eye and attention on an item which is clearly important to us, of the actual savings. How do members feel about that?
Yeah, agreed.
You like that to come in
yeah.
here?
That's absolutely fine.
Yeah.
Yes, agreed.
Okay, it would help us focus on the savings yeah. part of the discussion, and given that we've identified we perhaps haven't been as strong in that in this year as we might have wished, it would focus our attention. Yes, happy with that request. That will be an action at the end of this members when I sum up.
Yeah. Mm. If I may, Chair, I think to the point Leslie made is that 300,000 is actually in the budget this year. The first 300,000, the other 374,000.
Still to go. Okay. Last point from me, really, and again, I draw members' attention to it for a later discussion, which I hope won't be an extended discussion, but I just want you to be cognizant. So, with the HRA situation, it's a reverse of our normal conversation on the general account, the general fund, because I think probably my concerns are far more about the scale of underspend, because that very directly affects our residents, because we won't have fitted enough showers, done enough bedrooms, done enough bathrooms, the whole process. So when we significantly underspend in the HRA account, it generally has a direct impact on our residents. And I guess I'm just flagging it with everybody because it may make part of the conversation when we come on to the corporate delivery plan in a moment and how we set up our scrutiny work programme for the coming year to reflect what the council is trying to achieve in the coming year. We might it just might make part of the thinking when we look at the main contracts heading whether that's an item. I'm not prejudicing whether that's an item we go to or not. I'm flagging that it's an issue around major contracts, and major contracts are very much part of our remit to look at if we choose to. So I'm just merely making that connection for us. It's about spending the money. Is it the running of the contract? Is it something we want to scrutinise? Is it an area of the five working areas of the council in the corporate delivery plan that we'll want to consider when we go forward? It's generally underspend affects our residents directly. So I'm always cognizant of scale underspend on the HRA account. Yes, Councillor Baldwin.
Is this mainly because of the performance of Fortnum?
Yes. They are taking on two other contractors, but I think we need to be aware that things have improved. It's not my direct area, but things have improved, and we also need to be aware that if when we're reviewing it, we're working with Fortem, as far as I understand it, to try and improve things, and that's ongoing. But it isn't just a case of, I think the original thing was they just didn't have enough subcontractors to get the work done at the speed that we did. That has improved. There is no guarantee were we to change that that would get better. In fact, it would probably be a 6 to 12 month lead in before we could get another major contractor to do it. We'd have to go through ODU and everything else. And so that would actually add to the problem rather than taking it away. But I think best efforts are being made, and genuine efforts to improve things, and they have improved substantially. But clearly, there's work still to be done. And the way that we're trying to overcome that is by bringing in two additional contractors to increase delivery in the final quarter. But you can see what the year end underspend is going to be. So there's roughly $250,000. The only thing I can say is the housing standard is good. That's not mitigating this, but at least we're not in a situation where it was appalling, and now it's a lot better. It's a hell of a lot better. I mean, we've got the Charles Sand, which is above the minimum level, but that's where we are on this, and that's what the problem has been, and that's why it is where it is.
If I can just add that we did budget to on the HRA for a surplus of $128,000 for the year, so even though it's 574, you know, so we are, it's 400,000 difference. And having spoken to the head of landlord services on the capital programme, we are only signing work off when we're absolutely certain that we're 100% happy with the work. This report does include, you know, commitments that, so that it is as up to date as possible. But the head of landlord services working hard and obviously getting other contractors on board, because he wants to get this work through.
Okay. Any more questions around the period 9 HRA and general fund monitoring? Can I wrap up with two actions then? And I'm not the clever person who will find an appropriate form of words, and we might have to do some work afterwards, but one would be, if members wish, I think we need to at least ask planning in some way to come and talk to us about the process from restructuring plan, numbers there that were presented to us as the justification for the restructuring plan, and the current, what we would perceive merely looking at the numbers as underperformance, but it might not be underperformance, it might be perfectly reasonable, but I feel it's been here a number of times. I'm not sure that the narrative that's accompanied it has been consistent each time, and therefore that would make me want to request members' support in asking for it to come back here in some way. And I would need to work with our democratic services support to get the right form of words if members are happy, or do I need to pass that in here? Do I need to have the words passed in here?
I think if the committee understand from what you're explaining there what they're being asked to agree, then as long as my wording in the minutes reflects that, then that's reasonable.
Happy with that, and I won't do anything without the vice chair either, and just getting the words right to ask them to come and tell us about it.
I mean, are we going to specifically ask the head of service to come?
I think so. I think it's a planning issue. I'm delighted that our finance members come and make the case for the overall, but I think it's not their area to answer, because I don't think it was done. Had they presented the restructuring plan, I think it would have been theirs to talk to us to, but it wasn't finance that presented the restructuring plan, as my memory serves, and officers may have a better recollection than me, but I think it was the planning department that presented the restructuring plan, which incorporated numbers which I know we challenged at the time. And I think as members, on behalf of the public, we have a duty to just ask what's the rationale and what's the line and the inconsistency behind why it's not performing.
Putting in layman's terms, there are two big chunks of money in these papers, aren't those, come from planning, and want to understand why.
You want that reassurance there. Just to be clear as well, the service is actually within the remit of a different scrutiny committee, so you'd need to be coming at it from the point of
from
view,
the budget.
From
the,
you know, the
yes.
money's not as
yes.
we
I
finances
think we can
are not
comment
expected
that from the budget
to be
perspective.
Within. Yeah.
I think we're
you
perfectly at liberty
clear,
to comment that from the budget
yeah.
perspective. That's
okay.
the report that's led us to ask the question, and I think it's reasonable for us from a corporate
okay.
budget finance situation to request the linking of the original restructuring all the way through to the current financial performance. And if it all makes sense, that's great.
Yep.
We'd be delighted if it does, and
okay.
members are satisfied with the answers. And I think probably to the next meeting, if we can request that. Thank you. And the second action was, because I've spoken too much about the first one.
It was relating to, was it the future monitoring reports?
The monitoring reports,
scheduling the identified savings. Is it
to
that
come
one?
Through,
yeah.
yes.
Yeah.
We'd like that if that's going to be created to come to this meeting, because I think it would help us focus on an area which we might perceive this year hasn't been our strength. Members happy with that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much for coming tonight. I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Item 8. Digitisation and transformation of services scrutiny panel scope. Can I just give you a little bit of background as to why that's here? I was at Scrutiny Commission, the last Scrutiny Commission meeting, I believe. Last one or last one?
Last one, I think.
Last one. I was at the last Scrutiny Commission meeting and was presented with this form of words for the panel on digitisation and transformation. I had apparently been volunteered in my absence to chair the committee. On looking at this form of words, I personally felt in no way did this reflect the priority of this group, the priority of us working against much more strategic objectives, and I felt I wouldn't want to waste your time or officers or anyone else in pulling together what has been requested at the moment as a formal panel to do something which I find irrelevant is too strong a word, but nothing like the priority of this group against the work agenda of the corporate entity that is Chandler Borough Council. So I requested it to come back here so that we cannot write new scoping words tonight or a new item in there because that's done with the Democratic Services as a scoping report. But this isn't even an area which I would be recommending to you for us to cover, this paragraph. Certainly digitisation and transformation of services when we come on to item 9 in our work programme. When I look at the corporate delivery plan, there, bang, front and centre, number one, transformation and efficiency board. It's right up there as high priority, but the front end of the website is not an area I would want to advise you or request you to be spending an entire formal panel. It seemed, again, I feel very strong in the word, it feels strong, but it seems almost trivial for us for that particular item. And the way I'm led to believe, you have to decide that we are not going to do this. We have to decide which area we would wish to cover under that heading, because it's been pushed at us from Scrutiny Commission. So I am able to go there and push back and just say, no, we're not doing it. But I think there's a better way to do it, which is to say we can, in looking at our work plan, backfill into item 8 with an area that we would choose to properly look at as a high priority as a panel, rather than just go back and say no. I think we can reverse back in when we do item 9 and look at our work programme. Does that make sense to members?
This is a process issue.
It seems something that I didn't think was appropriate. I didn't have anything to do with the writing of the words. I don't wish to go and question and find out who did or anything else like that. I don't think that's appropriate. I just wasn't prepared to do this on your behalf or to suggest you do it. So I forced it back here for us tonight. Councillor Bain.
I wonder, I mean, my personal view, and the Chair knows this, is that the front end of the website is a tactical issue, really. It's important and relates to customer experience, and obviously we've been talking about that tonight. But there are lots of other things that could be digitised. Procurement, for example, lots, all sorts of stuff. So it seems to me that we should be considering the whole gamut of services that we offer and looking at all of them and the extent to which they should be digitised. And if we looked at that as a panel, that would constitute a much more strategic approach. That's the backdrop.
It's almost a prioritisation
programme.
Happy for that. Other members want to comment? Yes, Councillor Shepherd.
Two comments, really, and I apologise to people who may have been involved in writing this document, but these are just sort of my thoughts. And my first thought is, I find it helpful if what is in front of us were to be written what I will call not so much local government technical speak, but in the reasonable person in the street speak, so that anybody interested in what we're doing could read this and, without technical understanding and background, could say, okay, what are they doing that will help me do stuff? I'm putting it very, very bluntly, but deliberately. And my point is really, I presume there's still a scoping document. I know there used to be, with various headings on it.
There is.
Okay.
And it says this.
Yeah, this is what it said, though, and this is what I didn't feel was appropriate as a priority for this committee.
From memory, I thought there were a number of headings on that scoping document, and is everything in front of us in the quotation marks just from one of those headings?
It's from the main heading.
There's the main heading. There's a main scope heading on the scoping document,
far,
I believe.
Far too long, I thought.
So I think it stems from the new scrutiny commission originally looking at the panels that it wished to do and coming up with some initial wording for the scope of those panels at an early stage. I think this particular one hasn't got to the stage where a formal scope document has been prepared or been submitted to scrutiny commission, and I think the view was that the wording that was needed looking at anyway. And so I think the thoughts
so
are
this
that
is a start
the,
of
out, the outcome that comes from the discussions tonight will be put into a formal scoping document that would need to be agreed by the Commission before the panel could commence. So that's the current position we're in. I think you're thinking about, Councillor Shepherd, too, what we were doing under the old scrutiny management board arrangements, where those scope documents were probably the first that the formal setting saw of things.
So this is Democratic Services starter for 10?
I think it's Scrutiny Commission starter for 10.
I don't remember.
Right back in the early stages of Scrutiny Commission.
Yeah, it's probably wrong of me to speculate.
It may have come from the minutes of an early meeting.
It's not a priority that I would have identified for this group. And when you think that this is one quarter, if we're doing this, of the entire panel capacity that we in theory have with four panels available to go, this is not reflective to me of the significant priorities in the corporate delivery plan that this council is going to go through in the next year. And for us to spend an entire panel piece of work, be it 1 month, 3 months or 4 months, about the personalised front end of the website, whilst I understand that is important for that to be good, I don't think that's a scrutiny panel issue for three or four months of a formal panel.
It reads to me more like something which a panel of some sort might be commissioning officers to go away and find out and report to them about as part of the kind of wider piece of work that you're referring to.
So my request to members tonight would be to park this, work through item 9 and the work programme, and then potentially say there is an area that we would like under the digitisation transformation of services, because that's very heavily reflected in the transformation and efficiency board of the 5 areas, delivery boards that are going to be created for the coming year, or have been created for the coming year. And for us to perhaps reflect back into there a more, what for us might be a higher priority than the front end of the website.
Rather than sort of bat this forward in a kind of formal way between different council bodies, I wonder whether you'd be willing, with the Vice Chair, to take on a role of, as it were, informal conversation with other councillors who've been involved in this. So, no disrespect to them, just trying to sort of unpick the key things in their minds here and see whether between you come together with a...
I sense we've done that at Scrutiny Commission. Okay. I think Scrutiny Commission created this in my absence. On my return, it was discussed and Scrutiny Commission allowed me to bring it back to you tonight to say, yes, you'd love to do this and it's a high priority for us in the coming year, or actually no, we will rewrite something under the digitisation and transformation of services, but as a panel we don't think that's our priority against the priorities of the council for the next 12 months. And that's why it links to item 9, because this is tonight the first time we've seen this document, the corporate delivery plan, to assess what the council wants to achieve in 2020-21, and thus for us for the first time to write a more meaningful strategic work plan, which if I were personally, which I know I'm not, but if I were personally allocating a panel, that would not be high on my priority list for us to put the resources of an entire full panel into.
To help me understand, Chairman, in what you've described, what you would be doing if it was in your hands, would what's in here in the inverted commas be an element of that work or something quite different?
Well, I think the heading is digitisation and transformation of services is key and is recognised as one of the five delivery boards, transformation and efficiency boards.
Okay.
It's for us to pick the area. I'm not sure the front end of the website is the area we would be choosing to do, and we'll find that out when we roll through this document and item 9 in a moment. I think there are bigger commercialisation, contract. There are bigger issues for us to expend panel resources on if we wish to look at something.
Go.
I was just going to say, as chair of the panel, it is up to you to write the remit of.
Once it comes to me, yes. So that's why I said no to this one. To be blunt,
it has to be agreed by scrutiny.
By scrutiny commission, it goes back.
But often the person who becomes chair of the panel, does that work scoping, you know, with some initial guidance.
I want this panel to guide us tonight when we look at.
It seems to me that the Scrutiny Commission is just trying to fast forward this, an agenda that they think is important. They didn't want to leave it lying around. They wanted it to initiate it, so they wrote a starter for 10. I think what we should just do is go back and say, we can't accept this. Can we write our... Are you happy with...
And that's why it's here. That's why we've got that permission
to
back and represent this in our own words for an area that we wish to do, which perhaps is more relevant. And that's what we're here to do tonight, if members are happy to do that.
I would just like to suggest that a way of doing that, maybe this is blaming the obvious, is for two or three people to sit down with an officer perhaps, and with that document, that scoping document in front of you, and just fill in that scoping document rigorously, following its heading through in terms of what can be achieved.
I think we will.
That
be
document
topics,
is a good discipline, I think.
Yep. I think we will do once we choose the topic.
Yeah.
I think that's what we will go and backfill.
And to use Mr. Jepson's form of words, I remember from years ago, is I suggest quite a good way of looking at scoping document. Their first heading is, in your words, I remember, what is the exam question to be answered?
Yep.
I think it's a fair way of putting it.
So can I ask us to park item 8, deal with 9, and we will backfill?
Yeah. So you're going. So it's like at the end of this meeting, you'll be proposing to Scrutiny Commission same title, different purpose.
Same heading, digitisation, transformation services, but we may have a different area that the group in one or two. We only have really one panel we can do
different
for a period of time, and I think we would want to prioritise an area of greater priority.
I suggest I may be rather against this. A heading is just a heading. A question is a task to do, undertake, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So, can I move us to item 9 and the work programme? Mr. Jackson, I don't know if you want to lead us through the existing situation that we have parked and just basically moved, and then I'd like to lead members into the discussion to the additional paper that we have here. As I said, this meeting was cancelled because I wanted this paper here, so that we could see what the council was preparing for and planning for the coming year, because we could set a scrutiny agenda which had no bearing on the priorities of the council for the next 12 months, and I didn't think that was an appropriate way for us to set our work agenda. Now that we've got this, I'm hoping tonight we can do what I've requested in the past, which is allow the chair and vice chair to shape the one or two items that you choose this committee to look at in greater depth, and then to shape a more strategic work agenda. So at one level, I'm hoping there isn't a vast discussion tonight. We have the five areas that the council is carving up its sort of transformation programme into in the five delivery board areas on page 10. So we can see those, and we could choose to reflect those areas, or you could choose for the chair and vice chair to identify the main areas in each of those that you might wish to consider to scrutinise in greater depth, or to bring back in an ordered way to this room, and then you have the rest of the paper which goes into the detail, and then maybe specific issues some of you may have seen in there that you might wish to discuss. So what I'm going to do is ask Mr. Jackson just to lead us on the current work process. This is what we've had just rolling through, and then how do we wish to adjust that? How would you wish to, I hope, empower the chair and vice chair to go away and reshape it now in the light of the first time we've had this corporate delivery plan? And I'd like to move quickly and just discuss the meeting frequency point as well, because we are being caught by the very long periods of time between our meetings and too much. 3-4 months, we had a 5-month gap, I think, from the February meeting to the July meeting. That's too long, far too long for us to be effective, a 5-month gap between meetings. And I want us to be a more effective, quickly returning to issues, moving them on, and actually getting things done now that we can see what we're working against. Mr. Jackson.
Sorry, Chair, you want me to talk through the...
Did I miss? Is there not the old work plan on the back?
So, no, there's... Can I help?
Yes, you can.
So there's a few things we need to do on this item. So page 39 of the main agenda, rather than the supplement, that sets out the actions that we need to just cover as part of this item. So there's the review of the work programme that you just referred to.
Yep.
And to enable the committee to do that, attached you've got its current work programme, and that's the one that's been rolling forward. That starts at page 44.
Yeah, that's why I was asking Mr. Jackson just to run through
okay.
the current one so that people...
That's fine.
Just work through that. It's terrific.
Okay.
Just to bounce that at us so we can see what the routine was that we've been carrying over. Now to build our own more strategic work plan.
So you've got that. You've got the appendix 2. You've got the council's corporate strategy for the next 4 years.
Yep.
That's recently been going through cabinet and council. Then you've got the corporate delivery plan for next year, which is the separate document that the chair was just referring to. And then you've also got, if it's useful, the current forthcoming key decisions, which are the things that are coming to cabinet over the next 12 months that are key decisions, all of those aimed at helping you review your work program and decide what you'd like to include. And the chair suggested that you may wish to give some authority to the chair and vice chair to do that. Underneath that on page 41, it sets out the services which the committee is responsible for, just to make sure we try and stay within those and don't end up in another scrutiny committee's territory, can't speak. And then we've got another couple of short tasks to do set out on page 39 after you've done that review, which it relates to a request from the Scrutiny Commission to monitor the Budget Scrutiny Panel, and your request, Chair, that we look at dates of future scheduled meetings and the frequency of those.
Okay, thank you. It's far better than I did it. Thank you.
That's
very
okay.
Much.
And incorporated into all of that with the review, you need to decide your new panel focus that
Perfect.
We were just discussing on the previous item.
Perfect. So going back to my starter point was just to briefly touch on the current programme that we've been rolling, and I think then off the back of that, the key decisions, in case there are single issues there which are leaping out at any individual here, that we can put on the table as a potential item. Then to reflect on the new delivery plan and perhaps the one or two key areas that we might wish to focus in on. At that point, I would hope we might be able to allow the chair and vice chair to shape that, weave it into the work plan, bring it back to the next meeting, and then we have an ongoing agenda which reflects what the council is doing, rather than sort of is our, I don't want to say random choice. We do see the key decisions, but there are other obviously more broad areas that we can touch upon. So
in terms of the rolled forward work programme, I think if you look at sort of page, I think it starts on page 44. So I think these are what we would call standard items. So
yeah.
It's obviously up to the committee whether to what extent you would want to have a look at these. These are items that have traditionally been looked at by scrutiny bodies over the years, and basically they cover performance, revenue monitoring against the budgets, and capital monitoring against the budget. So that's all of these individual reports, I think, if I read down them, could be classed as either performance, which is obviously what we've been through tonight, revenue monitoring, which is what we've looked at tonight, and then also potentially capital monitoring as well. So how are we performing against our capital programme? So that's the sort of standard work programme that we have. So I think what this sets out is a sort of a suggestion schedule of how the committee might wish to look at those going forward.
Okay. Any comments on the basic routine work that's itemised on 44, 45 and the top half of 46? Yes.
Just got a question about the nature of the reports. The performance reports are always every quarter. Is there not an annual report where the quarters slaps together?
I think it comes in the last item of the year is quarter four plus outturn, I think.
The July meeting is the outturn referenced in there as well.
Yeah.
And I'm, you know, that might be the justification for us to have 5 months between meetings from February to July, but to me personally, again, I'm at your behest, it's not acceptable to me, 5 month gap.
Agree.
We are not turning the handle on work if we sit here for 5 months. Too much is happening that we are not in a position to scrutinise effectively over that period of time. So, any comments on those routine items? Because I'm relatively confident that they should all stay. I'm relatively confident that we can turn the handle on them in an efficient and effective way, because we see the same routine reports that are presented to us. So unless there are significant report changes, we are generally comparing like for like. I feel good in as much as, because I also chair budget scrutiny, which may not always be the case, and I'll come to that at the end, it allows the budget position to get strongly into this room, which I think covers and assists us throughout a lot of the financial items. And I think that's something you might want to consider, we might want to consider, if it's not the same person. I think the budget scrutiny person in this room is very effective and useful to us. Whoever's chairing that for budget issues, because there is a lot of detail in the budget scrutiny process which is useful in this room when looking at the revenue, quarterly reports, outturn, capital plan, and I don't like them being divorced where that knowledge is not in the room. And I think, you know, Councillor Meir was here, who's chaired it for a long time and is the deputy. I think Councillor Meir would think that's a sensible way forward for it. I don't know how we guarantee that in future, but I think it's a good resource to have in the room, is whoever's chairing budget scrutiny, to bring that knowledge in here every year as we look at the numbers. So I'm comfortable on the routine items. That's the first point. Yes.
There is a small anomaly on your current work program in that you monitor the revenue position every quarter, but you only look at the capital position once a year at the end of an outturn position. I don't know whether that's an issue for you. I think it's been mentioned at a previous meeting, but hasn't been.
Okay. Capital plan changes go to...
The the capital plan amendment reports go to cabinet and potentially go to council, depending on what's actually proposed in that report in terms of scale or additions to the capital.
I wouldn't be uncomfortable for a quarterly capital report coming in here, because I'm not sure Scrutiny Commission's focus on the quarterly capital amendment plan will be the same as ours from the continual reviewing of budgets and performance. So I wouldn't be unhappy, but again, I don't want
to
speak for members.
Agree.
I got in there.
And is that a new report? Does it exist already somewhere else?
I don't know. Is the answer in terms? I think the only reason it's on as an outturn for this committee is it's just what's been carried over from previous.
So that would mean to me we must be measuring capital outflows. So it's almost like a capital cash flow statement we're monitoring. To measure capital, we need to know when someone said it was going to go, and then we're monitoring did it go and the right amount. So to me, that's a capital cash flow statement in effect.
I don't know the other. I know that we monitor capital in the same way as we monitor revenue and spending, and the committee's at the moment only regularly monitoring the revenue position, not the capital position.
If there is
any effect, it's not as many transactions.
It might just be that it's never been included on your work from this committee's point of view, it's never been included
on your
work.
It might allow us to challenge capital projects quicker than we do, because we see what we see late and then we're challenging capital underspends. Were we to be told which quarter the spend is going to happen in, and then we were monitoring that in effect is what I'm talking about, a capital cash flow statement that I think we could effectively monitor, because it's relatively quick, we're measuring like for like, and we can pick up on early underperformance. So I'm comfortable in that space.
So you'd like to see more regular capital monitoring?
Happy with that, okay, if it's in that format, but if effectively a capital cash flow. We were told at the beginning of the year it's going to go here, and we see in quarter one that first £1 million wasn't spent. Why? Well, actually, we contracted a bit late. Okay. Quarter two, it's still not spent. We're now getting worried, as opposed to year end, there's an underspend and it's carried over. I think we're in a better position to challenge if we can be presented with, in effect, a capital cash flow statement.
Yes, it would help to understand, wouldn't it, it's slippage and the reasons for slippage.
Yep. We'd be on it quicker. Challenge and that's a good piece of scrutiny if we are. So I'm comfortable with that, if that's reasonable. Okay, so the next item then for us, if we accept that routine workflow through the books, so to speak, is then, and I am asking you to trust, as I've done on three occasions at this meeting, but without having the plan, for us to go away and come back to you with a reflective work plan, which reflects now what we've termed the corporate delivery plan. My question to you, which I would be very happy for you to influence, is do you have the, whilst the plan recognises on page 10 the five delivery boards which are going to deliver a large part of next year and the delivery plan here, is there one that you think is your priority, our priority, or two that would help us prioritise when myself, Councillor Baines, and perhaps officers sit down and work through this with your permission?
Could I make a rather obvious point, I suppose? Rather than talking about the boards, I'd rather be talked about outcomes for the public.
Yeah.
Because
happy that
the
comes
boards
back to
are
you
just
like that.
Are just our way of achieving it, aren't they?
Yep.
So in a sense, what's the question in my mind is, what are the outcomes of the public that we should be focusing the time and energy we believe is right for officers and members to commit the work of scrutiny? That's the question in my mind.
Yep.
I haven't got an answer yet. That's the question I'm asking myself.
I mean, I think for my own view, I think two big areas. One, I think, is commercialisation. There is a vast change happening as we sit here, and it would seem remiss of us as a significant scrutiny body not to be in some way looking at that commercialisation agenda. We've had a panel which is reaching completion tomorrow, I believe. I'm not quite sure I can be here for all of that because we've got training and other bit. I'm going to try and be here for part of that, but we've got a commercialisation panel. We've got some very significant changes to the way we are going to gap fund the budget, which is significant. I'm not hiding anything because I said it in full council. I am extraordinarily uncomfortable at the 12-month free pass we've given to leader and chief exec in terms of scrutiny and calling on commercial decisions, but that was passed by everybody else at full council. But it doesn't, because everyone else passed it, doesn't mean I'm comfortable with it, but obviously 50 other people were. But it didn't feel right to me. But it seems a very large area for us not to focus some attention on.
How do we avoid tipping on the toes of the panel?
Well, the panel, I think, have reached its conclusions,
okay,
and going to cabinet to say, we think, I'm presuming tomorrow you're going to reach a point where you're,
okay,
we think you should consider this, I
yeah,
think
well,
is kind of your one.
So the
one-liner.
The thing tomorrow is to consider about 20 recommendations and how those boil down.
Yeah.
But actually, they're not dissimilar to, well, I mean, we've had recommendations from the budget scrutiny panel. They're not dissimilar to some of the things that's come out of the budget scrutiny panel. And I think that's right and proper, because there should be some tie-up between them.
So I suppose, in May, depending on what the cabinet decides based on recommendations from scrutiny as council actions, would our task then be to scrutinise his actions' effectiveness, their implementation?
Well, I think so, and I think we could come at it from a budget point. My concern has been in the last few weeks that we have agreed to, well, we haven't quite agreed, the audit committee still has to be done now. We have agreed to 15 million effectively of additional borrowing, which has come at us very quickly. It certainly wasn't on the radar when we did the budget scrutiny panel, and when we sent our recommendations to cabinet, we'd had 4 days of having what was called the Treasury strategy paper in front of us at scrutiny commission with an announcement that there was 15 million of additional borrowing. Now I have no idea why it's 15 million not 50 or 1
And I'm sure there's a rationale behind that, because someone is gap funding the budget, the operational annual budget, and thinks that's the amount we need to do that. And that might be the route for us to just scrutinise the combination of the recommendations and the outcomes over a period of a year, for us to put together a work programme which ensures we achieve what we're meant to achieve, and make sure that we're monitoring that, because I think it would be incumbent of us to sit back, allow it all to happen, and it goes fantastically well, and we don't say, well done, brilliant, but it can go fantastically badly, and we should be going, gosh, we flagged that, we at least did our job, and we scrutinised that, and we challenged the decision making. So there's a raft of reasons I think we should be involved in some way. I am not clever enough to have every word and the nuances of how to shape it, and I would want final decisions by you before that goes anywhere. But it seems to me, for us to just go, yeah, let's let commercialisation happen, we'll worry about the front end of the website, seems to me not to be a prudent use of our priorities.
So I'm thinking of what questions the reasonable person out there might ask about commercialisation, and some that occur to me are, how is this going to help me with the services you provide for me? And secondly, what risk are you taking with public money? Are those two questions we should be thinking about? Yeah. I mean, are they the questions on behalf of the public we should be thinking about, I guess?
Well, I think the public will say...
Well, it's simple.
I think that it depends which... I mean, the public's pretty varied, isn't it? So if you're a business member of the public and you hear commercialisation, it might terrify you, because you might think your business is going to be overshadowed by something the council can do, and they're a lot bigger than I am. You know?
Yeah.
So the gardeners might be terrified that we're going to start cutting everybody's garden. So I think there's an element of that. To what extent does this encroach on existing business space?
Mm.
I think the other thing is the council going to invest a lot of money in a shopping centre and fail? I know it's not, but that's the point. Is it going to invest in it? Let me put it another way. Is it going to invest in a risky project, lose that money, and is my council tax therefore going to have to go up? So I think they'd be concerned about that. But obviously, some more than others may be able to have their own view of that risk, but that's something that they might be concerned about. So I think it depends. I think there's a lot of different nuances.
So, is there anything which leaps out at you as being, oh my god, it's got to be contracts, guys, it's got to be the contracts, that's the one I want you to work away on and come back to us with a work plan on? Is there one major one there, or are you comfortable to allow myself and the vice chair to come back to you with all the gaps in our work programme filled by something which reflects this new corporate delivery plan, reflects what I think are some of the key priorities, combining the corporate strategy and the headlines in there, which are fairly general, as a plan like that should be, with the more specific detail of the corporate delivery plan. And then I go back to the final part of our remit, having done that, to reverse engineer back into item 8 our view on what the content of that scoping piece of work for the panel should look like, to go back to Scrutiny Commission, because I would find it difficult to chair that panel in the current words, because I wouldn't be giving it my heart and soul, because I can't see the significant priority in that panel with the limited resources we've got as our priorities.
May I just take a different tack for a moment?
Sure.
I'm looking at the first document we got. I'm looking at page 47.
Yep.
Which is the corporate plan text.
Yep.
And what I'm saying to myself is, should we be going back a little bit away from the delivery of all this and looking at some key things in this corporate plan, this vision, this aspiration, and saying, okay, are there two or three things in this vision that seem to us really, really important to pick out, and then see how they relate to the actual delivery? I'm trying to think of how we can go back, as it were, to this overarching document, make sure that we can fix in our minds some of these key ambitions and how they're being enacted. Am I big, making it too general to be useful, do you think?
My view is that the delivery plan is one quarter, I'm saying the years, right, is one quarter. So the delivery plan is directly there to deliver the corporate plan.
Okay.
And that's what I think we should be scrutinising, is what are we doing this year, and are we doing the right things, and are we looking at the right things to check that the public will be happy, and we're the voice of the public on those things.
Yeah.
The corporate plan is there, and but this is a quarter. This is the real hard delivery that we should.
Yes, it's a good, really good point. Of course, I think what I'm saying to myself really is, as I look at the delivery, I would want to keep referring back in my head to the actual corporate plan. Make sure I don't lose sight of that corporate plan.
Happy to make that vision centre.
And keep asking myself, okay, we're looking at the delivery plan in detail, which is how the corporate plan is delivered. I want to keep checking up that really is happening, and there's no
you can do that in this
mission.
Room. I mean,
mission
all
slip,
you would
mission creep.
Do that the word is. Yeah. But I think that's our job to keep that. I'm very comfortable that you keep that on track in this room.
I've got a question for Mr. Jackson, if that's possible. It's around efficiency, actually. Do we have what if analysis reports?
No.
Because that would be incredibly useful for that exercise. What if our bill goes down by our people bill goes down by 2%? What if our customer satisfaction goes down by 2%? This sort of thing, where they have it's something commonly done for efficiency in the corporate world, and I think it could be quite useful. I can talk to you about it if you.
Okay, I have to say it's slightly cold on it, I'm afraid. So, in terms of understanding and imagining how it would, how that would actually work for us. So, I probably need to have a bit more information about how.
All right,
that
I'll have a proper look at it, and I'll come back to you. I think it could be very useful.
Yes.
My priorities would definitely be commercialisation and transformation, because I think they are the thrust for how we're going to take the council forward and address the fiscal problems that we have at the moment. So those are my priorities.
Yes, I agree with that.
So, in trying to draw this to an efficient close, and there is one more item I just need to go, is the meeting frequency. And again, I don't think we'll be able to solve that tonight, but again, it's to go away and discuss it. So on this whole piece, are you happy to allow myself and Councillor Baines to rework the work programme, given the sorts of priorities you've referenced, very cognizant around commercialisation, very cognizant around transformation, with part of the transformation brief to backfill item 8, digitisation and transformation panel, with something which we would consider to be of significantly greater priority than that which Scrutiny Commission thrust at us in our absence, and may not be the priorities of this group and this panel. To go back and rewrite, to reach a different topic area than the front end of the website.
I understand that.
Yeah, to go back and rewrite, and then take that back to Scrutiny Commission and say, I wouldn't do it without your brief and remit, so we'll hold Scrutiny Commission at arm's length for 1 month. It might be that, depending on what we achieve with the meeting cycle, we have to agree it by email, because if we can't change the meeting cycle, I'm very, very keen to change the meeting cycle. 5 months is too long, but if we can't, I'm not prepared to wait till July to look at this area and get the work programme and panel bits and pieces done. So I would come back to you via email as quickly as myself and Councillor Baines and officers do this piece of work.
We need to make the case to the council as a whole why it's important to invest more resource of officer and member time
in scrutiny.
In a meeting more quickly than it may be.
And I presume, I don't know the right route for that, I presume we can do some of that as a committee directly ourselves with that request through. But I don't know whether we have to go back through Scrutiny Commission or whether we can just go direct and start to ask.
Officers for advice on that.
So this
about meeting frequency.
Oh, okay. So meetings are agreed by council. There's, I think there's a little bit in the report actually just explaining how they're scheduled and why they're scheduled the way they are. There's nothing to stop the committee from convening additional meetings.
Okay.
It's provided for within the constitution for them to do that. I suppose the only note of caution with that is that you note that there are sort of limited resources to service those those meetings. So that would be my own.
I've never really pushed before, but on seeing the agenda from February to July, I personally don't feel as a committee we can achieve anything in a 5-month absence of meeting.
So it would be reasonable as a committee for you to decide to hold an additional meeting somewhere between those two meetings. I wouldn't think that would be an unreasonable request or put too great a strain on resources. You have to bear in mind is that some of the meetings that are programmed are done so to enable those regular things that we've already discussed to come to you at the right time.
Yes.
So if you did have an additional meeting, it may be for a specific purpose or two topics that you'd identified.
Mm.
Your other meetings would
sit there. It might be that
too.
We would use the agreement of the work programme because we want to get that done, started and established quickly as our rationale for an additional meeting, and then other topics might be. And I think we could sensibly help you timetable things for us. That doesn't mean it's not done well for us, but to me, timetable a meeting in February and then the corporate delivery plan coming out the week after we've met seems to me not to be appropriate timing. And I know you
it's
can't get every
it's
piece of
time. It's because there's a myriad of different
course,
things that we're taking into account when
we do
them.
There isn't any blame associated.
Yeah.
I don't think it's anything Machiavellian. But for us, we've been saying for a number of meetings, we can't tangibly get hold of anything to scrutinise strategically. We could pick topics, and we had some issues around the very early stages of scrutiny commission, where people just fired off random topics and said, we're going to do a panel on that, a panel on that, a panel on that, a panel on that. And great as that might be, it's not the strategic role of scrutiny against the corporate agenda.
Okay.
And there is room in our agenda to pick the odd item that is of interest to members and we feel relevant to the public. But there is, in the limited time and resource we have together, it's incumbent on us to try to be as strategic as we are able to be with our limited capacities.
So what I would say to help with, sorry, Councillor Shepherd, with meeting frequency, I would try and the quarterly meetings that are being scheduled on your behalf and agreed by council,
yes,
do have some sense if you want to continue with your regular.
Yes.
Absolutely.
But that doesn't prevent you from having, you know, if you've got particular things that need scrutinising in there, then that doesn't prevent you from having an additional meeting. So, for example, you could resolve tonight that you'd like to hold an additional meeting at a particular rough point between this meeting and the July meeting, specifically for the purpose for you to look at that work programme that you're going to come back. That you can decide that as a committee. You don't need any permission to do so.
I think our members happy that we do that tonight to try and fit something, because I'm desperately uncomfortable waiting 5 months to meet you all again.
Yes, I take the point exactly that additional meetings wouldn't necessarily have to have the regular items on them. There would be
two
things that have just been identified, I think.
Two work programme items that we want to see and we want to carry through and drive on. It could be that we say, well, we'd like to deal with the planning issue as a single item on one meeting, thank you very much, because we think it's of such a... We'd like to deal with the commercialisation work programme with members to finally agree it, fine-tune it before we implement
it. Might be all the more effective scrutiny for being focused.
Because it's a one-off item. But I don't know why we ended up with 5 months. I'm presuming it's to do with outturns, but it seemed an enormously long time for us to meet.
It's slightly to do with you've got three service scrutiny committees that meet over 3 weeks, so 1, 2, 3, and we move those around. So sometimes you might be the last one in the three and the first one in the next one, and vice versa, so that nobody ever gets performance information really, really late.
Yeah.
So I think that's the purpose.
It is incumbent upon us to drive and share the role and not just to be driven.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if we can do a little bit of that and pick topics and work at them, it means we could save a whole panel by just having a single meeting on a... Let's really look at what we've done here and just make sure we've scrutinised it thoroughly, asked two officers in, got the report. We can do those individual pieces of work at a meeting.
Yeah, I mean,
I think that would be very powerful.
The basic point is, we acknowledge scrutiny costs resources, we can demonstrate that extra meetings actually have a really good purpose.
There's a benefit to it, and I wouldn't wish it to not have a benefit, but getting our work programme in place early is a strong justification, I think, to meet sooner than July.
Sure.
I wouldn't want to overdo it though, Chair.
No, absolutely.
I wouldn't want to
I'm busy enough with three meetings a week and a training session, trust me.
So could I just be clear on what I think you've all decided? Is that okay?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
So you'd like to hold an additional meeting between now and the July scheduled meeting for the purpose of looking at your work programme that the Chair and Vice-Chair are going to look at based on the discussion tonight.
Offices.
The scope that you're also going to work on for the panel, that's going to go directly to Commission. You don't want it to come back here for approval.
I think I'd want to circulate it before it went back to Commission.
So you'll do that by
an email.
So it doesn't need to come back to the work as a single job.
We'll organise time with you.
To do it as a single piece of work by email.
But we might email back to members. I wouldn't want it to go back to Scrutiny Commission without members just saying, yeah, I'm not comfortable there. I'm comfortable that that's the right topic to put the resources of a panel. Because there's a reason behind doing a panel. Because if there's no reason, we shouldn't do a panel. We should leave it to others who've got a big topic they want to deal with.
Okay,
if we don't have a big topic that we need to justify as a panel, we should go back and make the case to Scrutiny Commission that we're not in that space, chap. Someone else can have that panel time because we don't have that big item. We may well have three items, and then we'll again be bidding and scheduling resource.
Okay,
but I just don't want to have something thrust on people that I feel isn't a priority against the corporate plan. And isn't strategic, and is not going to be the best use of these members' time.
If I also minute the sort of principle that you may wish to hold further additional meetings in future, dependent on whether your scrutiny warrants that, so that you've put that down as something you're likely to do, such that if it's a benefit for scrutiny to do so. So I'll do that. The other thing I just wanted to check with you, if that's okay. There was an action from Commission last time before in January, where they asked this committee to review the budget scrutiny panel implementation. I'm not really sure what implementation meant. No, me neither, really. So I'm wondering if perhaps that's something that the
budget scrutiny panel
could do moving forward if the same process is undertaken next year.
I suspect.
So look at what happened last year.
Do we give birth to the budget scrutiny panel?
There'll be a report going to Commission asking them how they'd like to undertake, because at the end of the day, Scrutiny Commission are responsible for panels.
For the budget scrutiny
so
panel.
They'll be asked probably
but is it
their
born
own
out
meeting.
Of here?
I think Definitely. What happened last year was Scrutiny Commission said, would you like to decide what you'd like to do corporate services?
We'd love to do a panel on our own, thank you, and bring members in.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So I mean, you could propose, recommend to Scrutiny Commission that you'd like the same this.
We might change timings again slightly, but yes, my personal view is a dedicated small group of people who are learning about the budgets, upskills. We were very small but very well formed last year with people who are now beginning to come to grips with aspects of the budget, and it takes time. So I would very much be looking to suggest if panel members wanted to do that. We did go out widely. We asked for people who were interested in the budget to come forward who knew nothing about it. We didn't get anybody. We got four people who wanted to be involved in it. I would very much like, speaking as the past chair, for other members who don't know much about it but have an interest to join, because I'd like to educate them. I'd like them to be educated in it, because we need more people who are cognizant of the budget issues and can put the numbers together and construct the framework in their mind to challenge, question and join the dot. But it takes a couple of years. So I would be very keen when the appropriate opportunity comes to go back to the Commission with a...
So this committee could recommend at this time, like it did last year, that a panel be set up on the same basis as last year for the purpose of budget scrutiny next year. You can ask for wider membership, you can do that, that's fine. It might be therefore that this request from Commission that this committee monitor the report that happened, perhaps is monitored by the new budget scrutiny panel.
We might ask the chair, can you just remind me, Mr. Justin, the first date the budget scrutiny panel meets?
I think they have a meeting in September, don't they?
So we might want to go back with one addition to say that budget scrutiny, having been so heavily involved, might want to actually come together much earlier in the process, because we should look at the outturn thoroughly. Although we look at the outturn in September, it's long gone, it's parked, everyone's moved on. And the people who have been most closely looking at the development of that budget and scrutinising it then do nothing till the following September. Now, I don't know whether there's grounds for that that make that viable.
Yeah, previous, I'm trying to think of the right word, versions of the budget scrutiny panel have met in June, I think, as well.
To look at the outturns very quickly.
I can't remember exactly what they were looking at, but they have met earlier in the process.
I've got a folk memory that we did have a meeting in looking at the outturn in sort of
Because I got it, the rules changed to get it guaranteed to be called in, because it wasn't called in 2 years ago and I was apoplectic at that by OSG, and I couldn't believe OSG didn't call in the outturn accounts before cabinets. Nobody scrutinised the outturn accounts that year. I believe we got it changed that it must go somewhere before it goes to cabinet and council. I just can't remember where we got it changed to. But the outturn has to be scrutinised. I got that changed.
Yeah, I think it was put on to make sure that scrutiny commission always pick up
on the outturn,
those reports.
Because it was OSG, and OSG didn't call it in, and I was apoplectic that year. Because you can't run accounts and then not bother looking at the outturn. But it would be good if a group of people who are looking at the budgets are the people who look at the outturn, because we will have some sense, not all, but some sense, if we get it presented in the same way as the budget is presented to us, we are comparing like for like outturn performance. And that's a really good place for us to be, closing off that loop.
Okay.
So the recommendation would be, can we at this juncture go back to Scrutiny Commission, probably not for Monday's meeting, but...
No, but the
meeting afterwards, with a form of words to say, we'd love Budget Scrutiny Panel to be born out of here again in the same way as last year, but we'd like to make some suggestions around timetabling, and we'd love the group to have at least the same members on, but we'd like to extend the invitation to people who want to learn about the budget, because in 2 or 3 years' time we may not be here, and other people need to have knowledge of the whole package around budget, treasury, capital, HRA, general fund, need to have financial budget knowledge to make any sense of it, head or tail.
Which
and
I can
I've
do
spent
that.
5 years trying hard to, and I still.
So, in doing that, making the recommendation, I would suggest that this request from commission that this committee keep an eye on the outcomes from last year's budget scrutiny panel report. That the continuing panel could do that as part of its work. So, could that reasonable?
I'd be very comfortable to ask an old panel to you know, can we reform the panel earlier this year and have it ready in preparation for the outturn. And I think members would want to look at the outturn. I think Budget Scrutiny Panel members would want to have the opportunity to see whether what we looked at last year was delivered, and then we're going forward to scrutinise the budget going forward. It joins the dots, which if we keep changing that and never join the pieces, it's like fireworks going off every year, as opposed to piecing the jigsaw together for people. Comfortable?
Yes. May I just say one thing? Yeah. Speaking of the special meeting to look at the work programme doesn't in itself sound like very much. So may I say, could we ask you and the Vice Chair, preparing for that meeting and looking at those key themes we identified, do a bit of work on, so you can present to us sort of, shall I say, the opportunities and the barriers that might be for us in that piece of work, so we can start on it with a pretty clear understanding of those two things, I suppose.
And you set a sort of series of evaluation questions.
It's a bit more than just here's what we think you should do.
Exactly.
Here's other areas, but we thought this because of this.
I'll use the words barriers, opportunities for the moment.
I'm comfortable bringing that piece of work to you. I'm comfortable spending half a day if Councillor Baines has the time with officers. And we'll do a thorough piece of work now. We've got something to work with.
Thank you.
And to do that, I would be comfortable bringing that back to you. Are we done?
Thank you, Chair. Yes.
Thank you very much. I hope to be here again in future. I have no idea whether I will be. You can imagine I'm a popular.